It's Dawat-e Islami.
Viewers, this was about the religious affairs of Dawat-e Islami. When we talk about welfare, the mind is amazed. Only 4 years ago, Dawat-e Islami established the department FGRF, Fezzan Global Relief Foundation. Keep in mind that Dawat-e Islami has been doing welfare work for many years. When the earthquake occurred in Kashmir about 17 or 18 years ago, even at that time, your Dawat-e Islami went to help them. But when the pandemic came as well, COVID came, an uproar was created in the world. So a proper department was established and relief work for the poor Muslims began. During COVID, FGRF did two major works. Food was delivered to nearly 100 million devotees of Rasul. Cash assistance were provided, and then nearly 60,000 bottles of blood were given to the thalassemia patients because it was such a time when there was no one to give blood. But the announcement of a Milli Sunnat changed this. Allahu Akbar.
If my blood is of any use, then I'm here. I am willing to give my blood for these patients. All Islamic brothers should become active in this and help these distressed and ill children. Help the afflicted patients. Help the grieved ummah of the Prophet.
This is our announcement that we have told all the institutions in Pakistan that whenever they need blood, FGRF is there for them. Let's move forward. After a dangerous flood came to Pakistan, a rainstorm that submerged many areas of Pakistan. In this flood of 2022, millions became homeless and billions were distressed. FGRF provided aid worth billions of rupees, planning to build around 15,000 homes. You'll be glad to know that we have built around 5,000 homes to date, either partially or completely, and handed them over. The construction of houses is still going on. We have a slogan that we have not forgotten. We will not forget, and we will continue doing our relief work. During this relief work, a terrible earthquake occurred in Turkey and Syria. And within 40 seconds, the world turned upside down. Those who were in the world disappeared. Healthy ones were injured. Children were orphaned. Women were widowed. Your Dawat Islami Department, FGRF, reacted immediately. Sent relief teams. Even today, to the end of 2023, the aid work is going on there. We have built homes for them. Inside the borders of Syria, an orphanage was built by Dawat Islami. Warm clothes and food items were delivered to millions of devotees of the Rasul. Aid is still ongoing because we have not forgotten. This work will still be ongoing. When a catastrophe struck Muslims in Gaza and Palestine, they suffered greatly and became homeless. We immediately started relief work from three sides in Palestine, through Malawi, Turkey, and UK. We have provided food and warm clothes to thousands of people there. And in the next phase, inshallah azawajal, we will work on the further rehabilitation. Viewers, this was about responding to a disaster. For example, when a Muslim community worldwide experiences hardship, FGRF responds promptly via its amazing network and makes appropriate use of your donations. Our advantage is that millions of the devotees of the Rasul are the roots of Dawat-e Islami, are available everywhere. When we activate such a vast network, the outcome is apparent to you. Assistance wherever is needed is provided. Of course, all of this welfare work is carried out in compliance with Sharia. We work hard to ensure that every single rupee of yours goes to the correct person and brings benefits to all of us. It is your trust that we have to convey to them. This was about the disaster. Afterward, it was felt that there are a large number of disabled children in Pakistan and there are very few institutions for their treatment, therapies and rehabilitation. A department was established in Sharif Faisal area in Karachi named Fezzan Rehabilitation Centre. And within no time, it now has four branches. Thousands, yes, thousands of children have been treated and thousands continue to be treated. This treatment is very expensive. And how is this done? Let's show you some glimpses.
We serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. FGRF.
What was the state of Sadia when she first came to us, and what is her state now?
FGRF.
Allah Azzawajal has blessed our children with good health. It is incumbent upon all of us to come together to help those suffering Muslims. After that, it was observed that medical treatment was very expensive and it was out of the reach of many poor people. A Madani health care center has been established, which is providing treatment facilities in a splendid manner in a very low fee.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance.
After the establishment of the Madani Healthcare Center, branches of Madani clinics have also started to be established. After the establishment of the Madani Healthcare Center, it was realized that in remote areas, when there is a flood or calamities, anything happens there, there is no medical facility available. We purchased a van where women can receive treatment within the veil. To reach the doorstep of the needy suffering Muslims, a well-equipped Madani mobile healthcare center has been established. It was built at a cost of approximately 10 million Pakistani rupees. And now it goes to various rural areas providing free medical treatment. Let's show you how it works.
It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's spreading.
Serving orphans and orphan children is a great virtue. It is mentioned in a blessed hadith. The blessed Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will be in paradise like this for the guardian of orphan. And saying this, he indicated with both of his index fingers that that's how close I will be to that person who looks after the orphans. We should also participate in ongoing charity work. FGRF has started making Madani homes. This is a mega project that is progressing towards its completion stages.
Nowadays it is very difficult for a person to bring up an orphan in his own home. It's not easy for everyone, but your Dawat-e-Islami is doing this for you. So why don't we take part in this noble cause for ourselves and to convey reward to our deceased loved ones by supporting this project. We will leave this dunya, but this project will remain behind. Orphans and children who have no one will be brought up, and for their sake, inshallah, our children will also remain blessed.
It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of...
Viewers, planting trees is a virtuous act and is also a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pakistan also needs it. And one of the reasons for the current global warming in the world is that trees are being cut down and the weather is changing rapidly. This need has been felt, and your FGRF has used its network, and so far around 3 million plants have been planted by FGRF only in Pakistan. Our slogan is plant seeds and grow trees. Many plants have now become trees and arrangements for their care are ongoing, and this will also continue. As long as the plant is being planted, the planter will continue to get its reward, because Allah's creatures will benefit from it. Let's join in this righteous act.
Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. They give us oxygen, they give us air. We give them love, we give them care. They give us oxygen, they give us air. We give them love, we give them. It's all.